Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Pro-Palestinian protests that have rocked U.S. college campuses are continuing. Students at Columbia University in New York smashed windows overnight, taking over Hamilton Hall for the first time since the 1960s. This Columbia student is not among those barricaded inside the building, but is part of the broader demonstration. Had a message for university officials.
To Columbia's administrators and trustees, please do not incite another Kent or Jackson State by bringing soldiers and police officers with weapons onto our campus. If you do so, students' blood will be on your hands.
But New York Governor Kathy Hochul says lawlessness on the part of protesters will not be tolerated, including a rise in anti-Semitic incidents against Jewish students.
We don't have to agree with them. That's not always how it is. But when actions cross over into vandalism, harassment, destruction of property, or even violence, then the line has been crossed.
University officials are now telling students occupying the building there they will be expelled. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is calling on Jewish students who say they feel unsafe on their college campuses to come to Florida schools. Danielle Pryor with Central Florida Public Media has more.
In January, Governor DeSantis directed Florida's public colleges and universities to waive certain transfer application requirements for Jewish students experiencing anti-Semitism as a result of the Israel-Hamas war. Now, the governor is re-upping the offer amid a wave of pro-Palestinian encampments and rallies.
But I think you're going to see some of these students in some of these schools to say, you know what? The hell with it. Why would I want to put myself through that and be targeted by these rage mobs on campus?
The rallies have largely been peaceful, but tensions blur the lines between political speech and anti-Semitism. Last week, Governor DeSantis said Florida students who harassed Jewish students during protests could be expelled. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
The federal appeals court has denied a request to review an election case in the state of Pennsylvania, NPR's Hansi Luong reports.
This case is about mail-in ballots that arrive on time, but in envelopes with missing or incorrect handwritten dates under voter signatures. Pennsylvania state law requires voters to write in the current date. The American Civil Liberties Union and Pennsylvania's top election official asked the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to review an earlier ruling that found that those kinds of ballots should not be counted. That ruling reversed a lower court decision that concluded not counting those ballots violates the Civil Rights Act, which says a person's right to vote cannot be denied for an error that is, quote, not material in determining if a person is eligible to vote. This case is expected to reach the U.S. Supreme Court. Hansi Luong, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.